This is George Lawhead of Dodge City in Lawrence, Kansas. I grew up in Dodge City. My father grew up here. My grandfather was on the first city commission, so I have deep roots. Part of living in southwest Kansas was that we had dozens of buses and trains going through Dodge City on the way to all sorts of places back when I was a kid. Thus, we had a paperback bookstore very early and had a lot of books. And in that bookstore, I found a book called The Beats, edited by Seymour Krim. It had come out in 1960. In 1963, I stole a copy of it because I was 13. The owner wouldn't sell me one. This started my relationship with the Beats, and little did I know at that time how many of them were from Kansas and how it would follow me as I moved from Dodge to Lawrence, later living a decade in Boston, decade in Kansas City, and now back to Kansas and Dodge and Lawrence. I bought the book, or stole it, excuse me, and started wanting to do book reports for my junior high book reports on Ferlinghetti and William Burroughs, but the sweet ninth grade English teacher, bright wife of a Methodist minister, fought me all the way, but finally allowed me to use Ferlinghetti's A Coney Island the Mind first. So the Beats started affecting me in 1963. November 21st, 1963, I turned 14 and my family went to Garden City to watch Benny Goodman in a concert. And the next day, November 22nd, 1963, sometime around noon, John Kennedy was dead. So that changed our lives. That changed the lives for everyone. And I was still reading the Beats. I still turned to it. Later, I'd get to know William Burroughs because he moved to Kansas. He lived in Lawrence because of a student I had had in a class I taught that used a Burroughs book in 1970 at the University of Kansas. William signed my book that I'd had all those years. I was rolling joints for him in his bedroom. And through all of this, I got to know Charlie Plamel, who was born in Holcomb, and Bob Branneman, who was from Wichita, and Roxy Powell from Ulysses, and then the poet Michael McClure, who was from Marysville, and Lawrence, George Kimball, and Jim McCrary, and Grist Magazine, and S. Clay Wilson, and John Fowler, the owner of the bookstore. All of these people were associates of the Beats. A huge number of the Beats were from the Midwest and Kansas in particular, and of the living ones, most of them. In fact, when the bookstore, the Abington, closed in 1968, it was kind of the end of an era, and then the hippies took over. So I've been involved with the Beats in my travels. They caused me to want to know more about the world. They pushed me intellectually. They helped me as a quiet kid, a reader, and with early tremblings of what was later the gay part of my life, to survive in Dodge City. Thank you for your time. It's Radio Reader, and I'm George Lawhead.
Learn more about the HPPR Radio Readers Book Club online at hppr.org. Funding for the High Plains Public Radio Readers Book Club is provided in part by Lon Fromm of Colby, Kansas, and the Kansas Humanities Council, a nonprofit cultural organization that connects communities with history, traditions, and ideas to strengthen civic life.
I wrote or read them all when searching in the swarm, still can't find how to hold my hands.